I'm reading verse 5. David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said to Nathan, "As the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die." It's interesting. David knew that Nathan was not making up the story. He thought that he had brought this story in about somebody out in the kingdom, and he was asking for David to rule upon it. Well, David is this hot-headed, red-headed fellow I've been telling you about. Old David stood up now, held on to the arms there of the throne, and he says, "Where is that man? We'll arrest him. We'll execute him." It's interesting how you can see the sin in somebody else, can't see it in your own life. And that was David's problem. Now listen to David. He's still talking. Verse 6, "He shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing and because he had no pity." My, David sounds like a preacher, doesn't he? So easy to preach to the other person and tell him his faults, tell him what he should do, and to absolutely analyze him. Most of us are psychologists who put other people on our own little critical couch, and then we give them a working over. And that's David. David says, "Wherever that man is, I tell you, we're going to do something about it." Now look at this man, Nathan. Right here's where he's the, to my judgment, the bravest man in the Bible. I know no one that can compare to him. Nathan said to David, "Thou art the man. Thou art the man." May I say to you, he took courage to say that. He said, "David, you've been found out. You are the one that's guilty. You are the one that did this. And you are the one that is as guilty as you can be." And now what's David going to do? Well, before we see what David's going to do, and he's going to do something that's unusual, I can assure you that. Dr. Margoliath has said this. He says, "When has this been done before or since? Mary, Queen of Scots, would declare that she was above the law. Charles I would have thrown over Bathsheba. James II would have hired witnesses to swear away her character. Muhammad would have produced a revelation authorizing both crimes. Charles II would have publicly abrogated the 7th commandment, and Queen Elizabeth would have suspended Nathan." And the very interesting thing is the Duke of Windsor years ago would have given up a throne for her. And we've had some presidents that would have repealed the 10 commandments and appointed Nathan to the Supreme Court. May I say to you, my friends, David didn't do any of these. Will you look now at what is going to happen? And now you'll begin to see the greatness of David. "And Nathan said to David, Thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul, and I gave thee thy master's house, thy master's wives unto thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things." That is, God says, "I'd have given you anything that your heart wanted if you would have asked me for it, and it would have been a right thing." Verse 9, "Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord, to do evil in his sight?" God said this was sin. After all, who said it was sin? It's God who said it. When somebody comes to me and says, "Oh, how could God say that David's a man after his own heart when he committed such an awful sin?" And I always like to say, "Who told you it was such a great sin?" It's God who said it was. It's God who made this a great sin. And today in the new morality, they're saying this is not sin. God still says this is sin, and God says the man after his own heart can't get by with it. David didn't get by with it, as we'll see. Listen to God now as he's speaking. Verse 9, "Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Don't you imagine, friends, that that court there that day was shocked? Because there were many of them standing there that day that didn't know. And now they're hearing Nathan accuse David of the most brutal crimes that are written in the book. The things that God says thou shalt not, David has done them. Is he going to get by with it?